and welcome. This is Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike. And that is yours truly, Michael Wolfeld, staff naturopath. And as you probably have seen with all the emails and things, you know, Purium is off to a hot start this year. And that's wonderful because that means that more and more people are getting healthy. And that's very, very important. Now, one of the things that I would like to talk about, because this is how to, the subject is, let's get 2014 the best year we've ever had. Now, one thing that's interesting, social scientists, psychologists, theologians, and a host of other people all say that we are on this planet and the main goal that everybody has, everyone, that's pretty amazing when you think about it, okay, the one goal that everybody has is to be happy. Now, I don't know if that surprises you or not. It certainly does not surprise me. But if we recognize that that is the goal, and I think everyone, if you really give it any thought at all, you will recognize that to be happy is the ultimate that we can achieve. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up right now at the beginning is I'm going to start off by addressing all of you Purium people that are listening, specifically the ones of you who are doing it to build a business. Because I've had a conversation more than once with business builders who have gotten themselves into a lot of health issues because they don't understand the word balance, moderation. It really doesn't do you any good to run yourself down while you're building a business that's about health. I know that sounds ironic, but it's amazing how many people do that. Now, you have to realize that right now, Purium is at the point where we have brought in and are bringing in a lot of heavy hitters. People that have been doing network marketing for years, who are very skilled, who bring with them a whole bunch of people. Okay, so in other words, they've got their downline in place even before they sign up. Now, a lot of people are semi-new to network marketing, and they've gotten involved because the products have helped them, and they like the results they've gotten. And that's great. And that's really what network marketing was originally about. It's about being an example. Being an example of what you're doing. And what we are doing is we are re-educating ourselves to have a healthy lifestyle. And by doing that, and doing that alone, that is the biggest sales tool that you can create. So I just want to start off by really asking everybody to, you know, plan this year to be the best year of your life by, number one, learning balance, number two, learning to be moderate, and keep the goal in mind of really what we all want, and that is to be happy. And I don't think anyone would deny that. I think it's very, very obvious that that's what we all want. And you can't buy it. Money won't buy happiness. There's no doubt we've got to pay our bills, and we have to be able to take care of our responsibilities. No question about that. But that does not take the place of what the goal is. And the goal is to be happy. And so give it some thought. I think you'll find that that is true in your own life. Now, one of the things that I think is very important to mention here is this idea that, okay, how can we be balanced in a crazy world? And the world is crazy. I think everyone is aware of that. You know, we constantly see things about pollution. We constantly see things about, you know, radiation from Fukushima. We constantly see, you know, crazy things about healthcare. And, I mean, it really is. It can be overwhelming if we allow it to be. And so the first thing I like to suggest is don't watch television. Don't listen to the news on the radio. It's all designed to get you excited. Because if they can get you excited, you're going to stay tuned long enough to listen to the commercials. And that's what it's about. They want you to listen to the commercials so you'll buy the garbage from the people that are spending the money. So do yourself a favor, don't do that. I'm not saying put your head in the sand. You got to know what's going on. You can find out plenty of what's going on if you read a newspaper once a week, or you can look at the headlines on the internet. It's not difficult to find out what's going on. In fact, it's more difficult to not be overwhelmed with constant barrage of information that's many times not even valuable. It can be useless. So that would be my first suggestion. My second suggestion is plan your days so that you're doing what you want to do and you're not getting the feeling of being overwhelmed. That's important. It really is. And it's very easy to get overwhelmed. It's very easy to have a to-do list that is a mile long that you're not going to accomplish. So it's really helpful to have a schedule and a list of things that are crucial, things that are important, and things that can wait. And always do the crucial things first. Now, along with that, make yourself a schedule so that, and I'm not saying you have to have it in stone, and you can't vary it. You can. But you want to include in your day some form of exercise. Even if it's just walking around the block. Even if it's just jumping on a mini trampoline. You know, you don't have to go to a gym, but you've got to do something that gets you moving. That's crucial, because so many people spend their entire time sitting in front of a computer screen. And even if you have to sit in front of a computer screen all day for the kind of work you do or whatever, stand up once in a while and just, you know, raise yourself on your toes 10 times. You know, do some deep breathing when you can. Go outside on a break. You know, don't necessarily think you got to go mix with somebody. You know, have some downtime if you work in an office or something like that. Also, work your schedule so that you can have some type of private time just for yourself, some quiet time. Whether you want to meditate, whether you want to take a little nap, it doesn't matter. Whatever works for you. But have at least a period of 15 minutes to a half an hour a day where you can be alone and quiet. You will be amazed at the power that you will get from that. It's phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. Now, of course, one of the things that we're all about at Purium is this idea of, you know, eating the right foods. So how do we do that? Well, a lot of people promote what's called the 80-20 rule. What the 80-20 rule basically says, very quickly, is that you do your best to follow a wholesome, healthy diet. Superfoods obviously are a wonderful part of it because it allows you to have high nutrient, low calorie food, which is the opposite of the American diet. And that's real important. Okay, that, you know, that we try and really pump as much high nutrient, low calorie food in our bodies. And of course, Purium helps with that a lot. But don't count on Purium as your only source. You still have to eat food. And you want to try and make 80% of your food choices to be unprocessed, organic, if at all possible, clean food. The more raw, the better that you can tolerate. Most people cannot do lots of raw to begin with, so if you can't, start with a small amount and go from there. That's a very easy way to go. But definitely include some raw fruits and vegetables. Fruits especially. Vegetables can be a little difficult raw because the fiber can cause some gas distress and digestion. So some people need to either steam them, juice them, grind them, whatever. But whatever, you know, that's fine. But try and eat foods that you are making. I know that restaurants have become popular. Restaurant food at best is entertainment. And at worst, it can be a nightmare. So don't rely on restaurants. Rely on your own food. Try and have mealtime with others. I know a lot of people are single, but it really helps to try and have community meals if you can. If you can't do that every day, at least eat quietly and calmly. That's so important. You know, so many times people eat in a family, which is a very nice thing to do, but, you know, if it ends up having exciting conversation, things like that, that doesn't work for digestion. And the best thing to do for digestion is calmness. So I would say make your most important idea regarding food and meals to be somewhat scheduled as much as possible, and try and eat in a calm, relaxed environment. Soft music is fine. Don't watch TV while you're eating. Something educational is fine, as long as it doesn't, you know, get you all riled up. We do that sometimes. And very important is try to eat the majority of your food earlier in the day. There's an old rule of thumb that says eat like a king or a queen for breakfast, a prince or a princess for lunch, and a pauper at dinner. So in other words, try to eat 90% of your calories before 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you'll never have another weight problem, and you probably will end up being a lot healthier. And here's one of the reasons why. Every night, the body does its own natural detox cycle starting around 8 o'clock. Between 8 and 10, it kicks into gear, and it'll run full blast until about 4 in the morning. Now, many people find that their sleep can get interrupted, like between 2 and 4, and that often can happen if you have a lot of toxins coming out of your body because there's a lot of activity going on internally. But obviously, if your body tries to go into a detox mode at 8 o'clock and you've eaten a big dinner at 5, 6, or 7, your stomach is still doing a whole bunch of work, and the stomach sends a message to the brain and says, we can't detox now because I'm working hard. And so that gets shut down. And day after day, that can happen. And so we just build up more and more toxins. And when you build up toxins, guess what? The body will do everything it can to keep those toxins out of your heart and out of your brain, because they could kill you. And so how does the body store toxins? Well, one thing it does is it creates fat cells, because fat cells are like storage facilities. And so that's one of the reasons why eating late will create extra fat. See, it's all common sense. It makes sense once you understand the system. Nature is amazing. It really is amazing, the systems that have been put into place, if we simply understand them and know how to work with them. You know, the old adage that knowledge is power, that's useless. Knowledge being powerful is not powerful. Applied knowledge is powerful. Applied knowledge. So in other words, if you find something out, if you read something or hear something I've said or whatever, talk to a friend who says something that really makes sense. If you apply it, then you've made it a part of your life. But if you just listen to it and say, oh, it's not a nice idea, it's useless. It's totally useless. So, I hope that makes sense to you, because I think that's very, very important. Now, one thing I would like to share with people, going back just for a second on the idea of getting some exercise every day, is one of the things that a lot of people do with exercise is they attempt to do the most they can as quickly as they can. In other words, it's like, you know, no pain, no gain. Now, first of all, that is not valuable. That can be a mistake. If you're having a sore muscle and you're working a muscle, then that is accurate. You do burn, and you will have a little discomfort and some pain in the muscle if you're working that particular muscle. But if you have pain in a joint, if you have pain anywhere in your body that's not a muscle, stop, because your body is telling you something. Okay? And so that's very important. So the adage of no pain, no gain only applies to muscle pain, muscle discomfort. And if it's a sharp pain, you should stop. We're not talking about sharp pains. We're talking about achy, tired kind of pain, where you feel like it's, you know, burning is okay in a muscle. But you don't want to, if you feel it in a joint, you feel it in your chest, you feel it in your stomach, you feel it anywhere else, stop doing what you're doing and rest. And if it doesn't go away, you may need to get it checked out, because, you know, that leads me to a very important point. One thing that many people do when they're exercising hard is they find themselves breathing through their mouth. And studies show that mouth breathing during exercise can actually increase your risk of asthma and a host of cardiac problems, including having a heart attack or stroke. And there's a lot of, spend hours describing why this is, but, you know, basically, it's because the body was designed to bring air through the nose. And when we start doing it otherwise, we change a lot of chemistry. For example, the air is not warmed and humidified. The air actually will get humidified and warmed up by going through the nose. The nose also has the hairs that and the mucus that will trap dust and foreign particles. And most important thing, there are nerves in your nasal passages which connect to your hypothalamus, which is how the body regulates your breathing. And you've probably all heard of the value of nitric oxide. Well, nitric oxide is made by your nose and sinus mucous membranes. So if you're breathing through your nose, you carry a small amount of the nitric acid into your lungs. If you're breathing through your mouth, you're not. So keep that in mind. That's very, very, very important and crucial. Also, mouth breathing has been shown to elevate heart rate and blood pressure. So obviously that's not a good thing to have happen when you're exercising. Mouth breathing also will tend to make you hyperventilate, and that's very disruptive to the carbon dioxide levels and can really get your body blown off very fast. That the balance of oxygen and carbon dioxide, gets out of whack. So you want to be careful about that. And it's interesting that the elasticity of your lungs actually depends on nasal resistance. You can only get that by breathing through your nose because of the smaller diameter. So that's another thing that, poor breathing habits will definitely be associated, like, with poor posture. So it's amazing how things are hooked together. Now, one of the most important things that really has affected, especially children, is asthma. Mouth breathing will increase bronchial asthma tenfold. And, I mean, there's lots of reason for it, but I think it makes sense because everything is just changing. It's a reduced oxygen delivery to the heart and brain. There's constricted arterial blood flow. It can create bad gums and teeth, poor concentration. Mouth breathing has also been related to and shown to be connected with ADD and ADHD. So that you want to stay away from that for sure. Now, one of the things that is very helpful to do is what's called circular breathing, and that's just simply when you go outside and take a walk, and you inhale, count to 1 to like 10, 1 to 15, 1 to 20, hold your breath for half that amount, and then blow it out. And that can be very, very helpful for relaxing, because you inhale through your nose, you exhale through your mouth. And that can be very, very helpful. So these are definitely some suggestions on things to work on. And hopefully all of you folks actually did do some resolutions that you've attempted to set in motion. If you haven't, it's not too late. Do some. It's a very healthy and therapeutic thing to do. Now, one thing I would like to advise about making resolutions, about making goals, is very simple. That is, choose something that you are interested in and motivated about. Don't do something that you have to grit your teeth about. That will not work. You'll fail on the first day. But if you're doing something that is get you interested, get you excited, that you can see that by doing this, you're going to be a happier person, then by all means, that's what you want to take on. Don't take on something that you're going to grudge, because you'll never do it. It's just not the way to go about making changes. And I will say that at the beginning of the year, old Chinese medicine and old Ayurvedic medicine and the higher age civilizations all used and utilized the beginning of a year. Everyone always had a beginning of a year. It may have been different, but it was always a beginning of a year. The beginning of the year was always used as a starting point to really renew and make some changes. You know, do an inventory. Find out what works and what doesn't work. And don't try and change everything. Try and change something that you can be proud of, that you can accomplish, and that you can feel good about. That's really, really important. So, my friends, it's always a pleasure to be with you. It's been a couple weeks because we didn't have a call on Christmas Day, and we had an extra Wednesday in... We have an extra Wednesday because of January. It started on a Wednesday. That was New Year's Day. So I will see you again live on the 22nd. And please remember that you can email me or call me with any topics that you would like to see discussed. In fact, this call tonight was motivated by several people that had contacted me. So I appreciate the help. One thing I do want to cover in the future that we haven't talked about in a long time is the miracle of green foods, which I think is very, very crucial. So make it a wonderful year and make yourself a sign just saying, this is going to be the best year of my life. And I think you'll find it so. Take good care, God bless, and bye for now.